USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department announced 6.6 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 286 points to finish at 23,719. Help is on the way for small businesses, according to National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow, who tells Fox Business.
So far, as of 2 p.m. today, 500,000 loans have been approved, Charles. That's, what, in a week? Less than a week? 500,000 loans, $128 billion worth of loans, and almost 4,000 bank lenders.
More than 15,000 people have died due to the coronavirus in the United States. That's according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. Italy continues to lead the world with more than 18,000 deaths, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your product to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're reaching deep into their reserves to call up additional medical professionals to help with the coronavirus pandemic.
We're recently given presidential authority to call up the reserves. I exercised that authority, so we are now reaching deep into our reserves across all the services to find doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals that we can call up and are calling up.
Esper speaking at a virtual town hall. Despite coronavirus, astronauts blast off to International Space Station. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts are now on their way to the International Space Station. American Chris Cassidy and his Russian counterparts blasted off early this morning from Kazakhstan. The coronavirus pandemic did keep the media and family members away from the site as the trio was leaving so as to keep up social distancing requirements.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Sierra and Russell Wilson are stepping up in the fight against COVID-19. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback and his Grammy Award-winning wife are donating millions of meals to those in need with help of the nonprofit Feeding America. They appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to talk about their motivation.
You know, when you think about it, at the core of it all, two of the greatest necessities and essentials are food and shelter. So it was really great for us to be able to, we really wanted to focus on those needs. And the immediate needs, you know, if you don't have food, how can you really go on with your days or start your days?
New coronavirus hotspots are hitting the map. And USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
There are new concerns about a COVID-19 surge in Philadelphia from the White House response team. Vice President Mike Pence addressed that.
I spoke today to Governor Tom Wolf, and as we begin to see early trend lines in Philadelphia, I assured him that we were going to continue to flow resources and support to that community.
Washington, D.C. and Baltimore were also singled out as potential hotspots. President Trump said he's optimistic that the nation will reopen for business, but he said there's a lot to consider.
I think we will be sooner rather than later, but we'll be sitting down with the professionals, we'll be sitting down with many different people and making a determination, and those meetings will start taking place fairly soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.